Hey Murph fam, and welcome to season 3, episode 9 of Murph Star Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be doing a game. You know, we're going to be doing trivia. And I've got two people back from season 1 to, you know, support me in this game. And it's going to be survival of the fittest to win chocolate or lollipop. I've not decided the reward yet. But, you know, we're going to be doing trivia. And I've decided to bring back Ashley, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited.
And Ashley is from the acting drama and Love Your Mama episode of season 1, episode 5. Oliver, how are you doing? I've also got Oliver back.
Hey, I'm fine. It feels great to be back.
And Oliver is from Football, History, Music and Minecraft, season 1, episode 3. Okay, so, this is going to be a bit different. It's not my usual type of game, but, you know, we roll. So, we're going to be doing trivia. There's about 30 questions, I don't know specifically, but about 30 questions. And most questions are worth 1 point. Some questions are worth 2 points, but they're going to be harder. Some questions are going to be worth 3, but of course harder. And one question is worth 5 points. Whoever gets the most points at the end, I buy them food. That's basically the reward for whoever wins. Okay. So the way we're going to do this is one person has a... You know, shall I do it where the first person shouts out the answer? Or we do it in turns to give an answer?
Maybe in turns, like, sometimes you never know.
Okay, I'll do it in turns. Who wants to go first out of you two?
Me.
Okay, Ashley, go first. Let me just quickly get a pen, and then we move. Okay, I've got a pen now. Don't worry. I'm surviving. All right, so let's head on with the first question. Okay, Ashley. Wait, if Ashley gets it wrong, then Oliver, it's your turn. And then Oliver, you get to go first with the question. Ashley, how many legs does a spider have? 16, 8, 12, or 4?
8.
8. Are you sure? Are you actually sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, Oliver, what about you? What do you think? 16? 8, 12, or 4?
I think 8.
Okay. Good guess. And you both were correct. So I guess you both get 1 point.
Okay.
Next. Ashley, what is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Chucks, Dubs, Woody, or Dong?
Wait, what was the question?
Who is the name? What's the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Chucks, Tub, Woody, or Nooks?
Woody.
Okay, a bit strange. But, Oliver, who do you think? What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Chucks, Tub, Woody, or Nooks?
It's definitely Woody. I remember watching it and just.
And you both were correct, and you both got 1 point.
I've never watched Toy Story.
Ashley, which state is famous for Hollywood? New York, Missouri, California, or San Diego?
California.
Okay, Oliver, which one do you think, what state is famous for Hollywood? Missouri, San Diego, Los Angeles, or New York?
It's easy, California.
Correct, you both get 1 point. Also, by the way, if anyone breaks the rule somehow, that's minus 1 point. Ashley, what is something you hit with a hammer? a toe, a person, a nail, or a screw?
A nail.
Bit odd. But all right. Oliver, what is something you hit with a hammer? A screw, a nail, a person, or a toe?
It's a nail.
Correcto. Both of you are correct. Well done. Ashley, what is the name of a place you go to see a lot of animals? The zoo, the aquarium, a school, or a shopping mall?
The zoo.
Okay. Oliver, what place do you go to see animals? A school, the aquarium, the mall, or a zoo?
Zoo.
Correct. Also, I'm just thinking of random multiple choice questions in my head, by the way. That's why they sound so unrealistic. Leave me alone. okay. Ashley, whose nose grew longer every time he lied? Aladdin, Pinocchio, Batman, or Robin?
Pinocchio.
Okay. Oliver, whose nose grew every time he lied? Batman, Robin, Pinocchio, or forgot the other option, but yeah, the other person.
Pinocchio.
Correct. Well done. I'm just putting whatever comes to my mind. Okay, Ashley. This is a 2-point question. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan? Starlight, Aurora, Tinkerbell, or Delight?
Tinkerbell.
Oliver, what is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan? Delight, Starlight, Tinkerbell, or Aurora?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. Both of you are correct. Well done. Well done. All of you guys are correct so far. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Vincent van Gogh, Jeff Howitz, Steve Jobs, or Leonardo da Vinci?
I don't even know half of these people, so I'm just going to say Steve Jobs.
Okay. two of the names I said were made up, so only one of the answer was in there. Oh. Two of the options were made up. But Steve Jobs isn't made up, by the way. Oliver, who do you think painted the Mona Lisa? Steve Jobs, Jeff Howitz, Leonardo da Vinci, and Bill Gates?
It's Leonardo da Vinci all day.
Correct. Oh. It's Leonardo da Vinci. You know, Jeff Howitz isn't a person.
No.
I just thought of a random name.
It was Leonardo. I should have said it.
Ashley, what colors? What colors are the stars on the American flag? Blue, red, purple, or white?
White.
Oliver, what color are the stars on the American flag? Blue, red, white, or purple? No Google.
White.
Nice. Correct. Both of you are correct. Well done.
Okay.
Ashley, who is the patron saint of Ireland? St. Patrick, St. Malachy's, St. Anne's, or St. Matthew's?
St. Patrick.
Okay. Oliver, Who's the patron saint of Ireland? St. Patrick's. St. Patrick. St. Anne's. St. Anne. St. Matthew. Or St. Augustine.
It's St. Patrick.
Correct. Well done to both of you. I made that one a bit easier, even though that question was actually worth 2 points. So you both just got an extra 2 points. Okay, so where does the President of the United States live while in office? The town center, the White House, the House of States, or the presidential building?
The House of States.
Okay. Oliver, where does the United States president live while in office? The House of States, the White House, the government state building, or the governed house?
The White House.
Correct. Ashley, it must be pain. It must be painful. Wipe them tears. It's all right. It's all right, Ashley. You'll survive. Okay, so this is worth 3 points. And Oliver, I'll go to you first. Mm-hmm. Also, each question has five. I mean, no. Each question you have about 5 seconds to answer. So to make it harder. Okay, Oliver, this is worth 3 points. How many planets are in our solar system? 6, 12, 8, or 7?
Wait.
You have 3 seconds.
Is it 7?
Okay. Ashley, how many planets are in our solar system? 7, 12, 8, or 6?
And so, 7.
Both of you are incorrect. Mm. It is actually 8.
I just counted them and realized I forgot 7.
It's 8.
I was close enough.
Oliver, I'll go to Ashley again. Actually, no, because Ashley answered the last. Oliver, which ocean is off the California coast?
Yay.
The Atlantic, the Pacific, the Southern, or the Indian Ocean?
The Pacific Ocean.
Okay. Ashley, which ocean is off the California coast? The Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian Sea, or the Southern Sea?
The Pacific.
Okay. Nice. Good. Both correct. Well done. Well done to both of you. And also, I'm counting up your points on a piece of paper, so I might take time from question to question. But that's all right. We should have. Next question. What fruit do kids traditionally give to teachers? Oliver, an orange, a pineapple, an apple, or a banana?
I actually don't know this one.
5, 4.
I'm going to say banana. I don't even know the answer. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Ashley, what fruit do kids traditionally give to teachers? Pineapple, bananas, pears, or apples?
I don't know how I'm supposed to know this question. But I'm going to say apple.
Correct. Ashley, you actually got one for it. Well done. The answer was apple.
I thought the doctor. Oh, come on.
Next question. Name Batman's crime-fighting partner. Harley Quinn, the Joker, Robin or Batman?
Who's going first?
Oliver.
It's Robin.
Ashley, who is Batman's crime-fighting partner? Batman, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, or Robin? I think I said 5 foot.
Robin.
Correct. You are both correct. Well done, both of you. Quickly get that down. So, you both, how are you feeling so far?
I'm doing good. I know I am.
Oliver, how do you feel like you're doing?
Badly.
Who do you guys think is winning?
Me.
I think Oliver's winning.
Oliver, then how are you doing badly if you think you're winning? Does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
Exactly. It's not adding up. It's sounding funny.
I think Oliver's winning by like 1 point.
Somehow doing badly, but I'm still winning.
Okay. Spirits. You got the spirit. Okay, so who do you guys... Place your bets. Who do you guys think is going to win? Oliver, who do you think is going to win?
Me.
Ashley, sure.
I'm not gonna say anything until the final thing because I'm not really
a strategy.
Okay.
I don't care. I think I'm gonna win. I'm confident.
Yeah. Are you sure? Okay. I think I know who's winning.
Which is
Oliver's
me.
Winning by. Actually, no. I'm not gonna get the score. I'm not gonna get the score. But I know Oliver's, of course, winning.
Gonna win.
No, I said Oliver's winning so far. Don't worry, there could always be flop, there could always be side, top, you know, triple. So, you know, let's keep it competitive, okay? I'm going to switch it first, and I'm going to now go through Ashley first. Okay, this is going to be very, very easy. But, Ashley, in the nursery rhyme, who sat in a wall before having a great fall? Monkeys.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. Wait, no, Ashley, that's takeaway 1 point. You said the answer.
Oh.
That's 1 point coming off. Wow.
I got it right.
Yeah, but you said the answer.
You didn't even tell me the rules.
Well, it's common sense. I said if you do something to somehow break the rules, that's money.
The problem is quite miracle. Did actually say delete the answer. You mean
Oliver? Shush.
Actually, how do you feel to lose 1 point?
Shush.
Does it feel good? Does it feel nice? Is it like a warming feel? Is that good, nice? It must be nice, isn't it? Nice. So let me go clear on the rules. So basically, no shouting out. I was going to say no shouting out, but no shouting out. If it's not your turn, do not... Well, you can say stuff, but like, you can still talk, but like, don't say the actual answer. You can say anything you want, but the answer. Okay? Ashley, open your ears. Did you hear that one? Yes. Okay. So, we have to skip last question. I even said it was going to be an easy question, too. Actually, you foiled the bag. You still messed up. Still found a way to fail. You know, you even took away 1 point fully. Not even just gaining a point. You literally took away a point you already
had.
You foiled the bag. Okay. I'll go for you, Ashley, first. Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend? Daisy, Minnie Mouse, Susie, or Ella?
Minnie Mouse.
Okay. Oliver, who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend? Minnie Mouse, Daisy, Susie, or Ella?
Minnie Mouse.
You are both correct. Well done. The questions are going to get harder soon. So, you know, watch out. Wait, are they? Yeah, they are. Okay. They're going to start getting harder from now. I think. They're not that hard. I'm making them easy for you because I'm a good person. Yeah, I'm a really nice person. Okay. I'll go to Oliver first for this one. Oliver, according to the Dr. Seuss book, who stole Christmas? The thief, the night thief, the Grinch, or the crude?
The Grinch.
All right. Oh, Ashley, who stole, according to the Dr. Seuss book, who stole Christmas? The Grinch, the crude, the robber, or the thief?
The Grinch.
You are both correct. Well done. Who do I go for this one? Ashley, who is the what is the fastest land animal? Oh yeah, the options. Lion, tiger, cheetah, or leopard?
Cheetah.
Oliver, who is the fastest land, what is the fastest land animal? The lion, the tiger, the cheetah, or the leopard?
The cheetah.
Well done. To both of you. Okay, last 1 point. Now this is the 5 points question. So Ashley could, like, basically whoever gets this right is basically 5 points ahead. If Ashley was to get this right now, she would probably be on the tracks to win. If Oliver was to get this right, he'd actually probably not be able to catch up to him. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
And this question, you've got 5 seconds to answer. If you do not give a number within 5 seconds, that'll be 1 point taken off. And I will be counting, by the way. So, this is a bonus point to the original question. You both were correct with the cheetah being the fastest land animal. But Oliver, how fast can cheetahs run up to? Five, four, three.
250 miles.
Two. Incorrect. I won't take away a point since you gave an answer. But
is there not options?
Shut up. I said if you do not give us like a number at all.
Okay.
Ashley, how fast are cheetahs recorded to be able to run up to? Five. Four.
300 miles per hour.
Wrong. Okay. So they have a set record speed near 70 miles per hour. That's way above. Like Oliver basically got nearly double seven. No, you got like nearly double 70. Wait, what is 140 is double 70. My mind's not working right. Don't worry.
Can't do maths.
It's after school hours. I'm tired. So none of you guys got the point, but don't worry, you survive. Who do I go to? Ashley. What is the sweet food made by bees? Butter, honey, jelly, or marmalade?
Honey.
Oliver, what is the sweet food made by bees? Marmalade, honey, butter, or jelly?
Honey.
Both of you are correct. Well done. Ashley's winning so far. No, I'm joking. No, she ain't.
Oh.
So basically, next question. This is a 2 point question, but really it should be a 3 mark question. Yeah, I'm gonna make it free.
Okay.
Oliver, I'll come to you first, since you're in the lead. What food is the most ordered in America? Burgers, pizza, fried chicken, or chips? Or french fries, they call it.
I'm gonna say burger.
Okay. Ashley, what is the most ordered food in America? My nose. French fries, burgers, chips, or fried chicken?
I was going to say burgers anyway, so I think that's burgers.
Both of you are incorrect.
Oh!
It's fried chicken. Actually, I thought you'd say chicken, because, you know, it's just makes sense. Yes, food chicken, fried chicken.
No way, it's chicken.
They're not in America, most like KFC.
I know, but Fingy, this is like only in America, the most bought food in America.
Well, that's burgers, man. Every single American YouTuber like goes to freaking Chick-fil-A.
Not because like burgers. Chicken you can basically eat.
They just go to like that Wendy's or something. I don't whatever some fast food crap they
have. No, I've been to Chick-fil-A and Wendy's before.
Sure. How do you like it?
Chick-fil-A is actually nice, you know, because I went to America in 2017. Chick-fil-A, it was How nice. Was it? The chicken was alright. It was pretty good. It's overrated.
I feel like it's still good though.
Wendy's tastes like McDonald's. America, I felt very strange in America. America, it just this go think about the American air. Just standing there. You know, but America's very clean, though. The streets are very, very clean compared to where we are located. Not to be specified. But you know how we roll. Next question. Who should I go to? Ashley. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Patrick Starr. SpongeBob SquarePants. Mr. Krabs. Or the whole cast of Teenage Ninja Mutant Turns, whatever, how it's I think that's what it's called.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Pretty meh answer.
Okay.
Shut up. Okay. Oliver. Who lives in a pineapple under a lessee? SpongeBob SquarePants. That Krusty Krab guy. Pearl, her daughter, his daughter. Or the entire Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cast. So all the turtles.
It's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, it's SpongeBob's. The Bob the Sponge. The spongy guy. Okay, next question is... On the left, okay, this is a hard question. Actually, no, is it? No, because there can only be two answers for this. Yeah. Actually, no. Oliver, I'll ask you first. On which hand did Captain Hook have his hook? His right hand? His left hand? None? Or there was no hook? I'm gonna make this a three-mark question.
What do you mean from his perspective?
The actual perspective, because there's only one answer. Three.
Oh, left two. Hook, left hand.
Okay. Actually, you took more than 5 seconds, but I'm gonna let you off. You know, I'm gonna deduct 1 point. I was gonna deduct two, but I'm a good person. That's 1 point off. You are more than 5 seconds.
Good for you. That was like 10 seconds.
No, that was like 8 seconds. So that's the top of 1 point, Oliver. Well, so you and Ashley have both lost 1 point. You're twinning.
Good.
How cute. Ashley, you're just bringing your background commentary. Okay. Ashley, on which hand did Captain Hook have his hand? His right hand? His left hand? There was no hook, or none of the above.
His left hand.
You are correct, but it was basically a... I'm going to give you that 3 mark, I guess. Well done.
What about me? Why should I get the marks?
What'd you say? You get 1 mark. I'll give you 1 mark for that. Actually, that's the 3 marks. You get 1 because at least you still gave the answer. It was just overtime a little bit. I really should be giving you 0, but I'm a good person. Shut up, Ashley. I am a good person. I'm a very nice person. Oliver. What school did Harry Potter attend? Hogwarts. Dimension High, Magic School, or Magic Performance Arts?
Hogwarts.
Ashley, what school did Harry Potter attend? Magic Arts, Hogwarts, Dimension High, or Magic School?
Hogwarts.
Both of you are correct. That's 8 points for both. Okay. Next question, which is a 2 point question. Ashley, what is the largest ocean on Earth? The Atlantic, the Pacific, the Southern, or the Red Sea?
The Pacific.
Oliver, what is the largest ocean on Earth? The Southern Sea, the Southern Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Red Sea.
Pacific Ocean.
Well done, you both got 2 points. Okay. Actually, this is a very hard question, so I'm gonna put it to 3 marks. Oliver, what is the largest planet in our solar system? Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, or Mars?
Jupiter.
Oh. Ashley, what is the largest planet in our solar system? Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, or Mars?
Jupiter.
Okay. Ashley, I feel like you're just copying Oliver here. It had to be.
No.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure? You're sure? You don't sound sure. Yeah, I don't think so either. Ashley, which planet is closest to Earth? Jupiter, Mercury, Neptune, or Mars?
Mars.
Oliver, which planet is closest to Earth? Mercury, Mars, Neptune, or Jupiter?
Wait.
5, 4, 3.
Mars.
2. You're both wrong.
I swear if you say Venus.
Isn't Venus?
You didn't say it.
You didn't even say Venus.
The answer is Mercury.
What? That's coming to the sun.
Eh? I'm blind. Let me just check Google. Google is deceiving me. It's lying.
It's Venus.
Which planet is... Calculations and simulations confirm that on average, Mercury is the nearest to planet Earth.
No, it's what? Not.
Check Google.
We're getting it. The dark web.
Yes. So you both are wrong. It says Venus is not Earth's closest neighbor. Check Google. I can hear the aggressive typing. Don't worry. I'm correct. Mercury.
What?
I know Google ain't lying to me. I think.
Okay, wait.
Hey, calm down.
Okay, I'm gonna see the sun and then the earth, and then we'll see who's correct.
Okay.
One, Mercury.
Okay, so the answer is Mercury.
Earth. Mercury? What?
Yep.
This is not
a deal. I knew Google wasn't lying to me. I knew it.
Google lies.
Shush.
Google is not trustworthy.
Shush.
Shush.
Okay. Another question. And after this, the question is going to get really, really hard. Because right now we're on medium. Because you see, you know, there's more points coming in now. Ashley, on a common ladybug, what color are its spots? Yellow, green, black, or white?
Black.
Okay. Oliver, on a common ladybug, what color are its spots? Yellow, black, white, or red?
Black.
Both of you are correct. Now, get ready for hard mode. This one's very, very hard. And a lot of the questions are going to be worse. Maybe 2 to 5 points, maybe? Who knows? Let me just quickly get more space on this because you guys are getting a lot of points. So, Ashley, update. How do you think you're doing now?
I think I'm doing all right because I lost 1 point earlier, but I'm gaining the points back.
Okay. So. Oliver, how do you think you're doing?
Worse.
Okay, so who do you guys think is winning?
I'm not saying.
Okay.
Oh, I still think Oliver's.
Okay, okay. I feel like it's very, very tied, maybe. I'm not sure. I can't really see him. A bit blind. Mm-hmm. But it is crossed out. Okay.
I lost my confidence.
Aw, that's sad, isn't it? Pete. I'm joking. Okay. Who wants to get the question first?
Me. So, no, Ashley.
Oliver.
Ashley.
No.
Actually, no, Oliver. Oliver, you suggested yourself. If you suggest, as one teacher says, I forgot which teacher, if you vote someone else, then it gets to you yourself. Oliver, what color are Smurfs? Yellow, blue,
oh, that's so easy.
Purple, or pink? Yeah, I know, we need to start off hard mode easily.
That's the easiest question.
We need to start hard mode by being easy.
It's blue.
Okay. Ashley. What color are Smurfs? Blue, red, pink, and yellow. Or yellow.
Blue.
Both of you are correct. I made it an easy question. Well done. If you want, the next one won't be as easy. Ashley. Actually, no. Oliver. Stars and Stripes is the nickname of the flag of which country? Liberia. Malaysia. United States of America or Brazil?
Of course, you have to include Liberia and Malaysia because they have similar flags to a country that I won't mention. So, I'm going to say United States.
Okay, I see what you did. Oliver, did you see what I did?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
And I did it in my head, you know, because I know, you know. Oliver, I mean, Ashley. Stars and Stripes is the nickname of the flag of which country? Liberia, United States, Malaysia, or Brazil?
United States.
Well then, you both got it right. I know Ashley wouldn't have got that right. You know what I did there? Because Liberia and Malaysia look like the United States flag.
I don't even know the flag.
Oh, shameful. If you guys look at season 3, episode 4, Lily, right, she doesn't know what a continent or a country is. Maybe you can go and help her out with that.
Oh, which
Lily?
M.
Oh, she's in my
chat.
She can help you out with that, because she doesn't know how to define a continent and country. But Lily, if you're watching this, stay strong and stay smart, okay? Don't cry. I know, we've all been there, okay? We've all been there, but it's fine.
Who's we?
Well, you weren't born out of the belly knowing what a country is or a country. So I guess, you know, close enough. We're surviving. Next question will go to Ashley first. Shut up, Ashley. Stop complaining. This is going to be a 2-point question. Which planet in our solar system is known for having a ring? Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, or Neptune?
Saturn.
Oliver, which planet is known in our solar system for having a ring? Neptune, Jupiter, Saturn, or Mars or Venus? I forgot which one I said, but it doesn't matter.
I actually see what you did there, but the most obvious one is Saturn.
Okay. Oliver, what did I do there?
Because one of the planets, which I won't mention, has a ring, but it's basically invisible.
Does it? No, because... Wait, which planet was it? You can say the planet, because the question's over already. But what planet was it? I just doing random.
Neptune.
Let me just do it real quick.
I don't know.
How do you know all this stuff? Like...
He has built-in, you know them things in space that have cameras? He has built-in. You know when Elon Musk...
It was Uranus.
Oh, okay.
I'll check Neptune.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, Neptune and Uranus both have...
This one is too smart. Different breed.
Wait, Neptune and Uranus both have rings.
Okay. Now, this is going to be not really hard. Okay, I'm trying to look on Google, and this isn't hard. Okay, because I ran out of the questions on my actual sheet. So, you know. Okay. Ashley, what is the largest mammal in the world? You. A pig, a shark, or a donkey?
I've literally lost count of the animals.
Well, five. But...
Four. Donkey.
You're actually, well done. That's a one more question. No. Didn't mean to put that. Okay. Oliver, what is the largest mammal in the world? A whale, a mammal, a donkey, or a leopard?
So largest animal is...
Mammal, specifically.
Wait, to be specific, it's...
Three.
I'll just say whale.
Two. Okay. A whale. Actually, how did you say a donkey is heavier than a whale?
Isn't a donkey heavier than a whale?
Do you know how big a whale is?
No, because there's a specific type of whale which
the white whale,
which is the heaviest.
The great whale.
I forgot all the mammals, so I just said the last.
Mammals. Yeah, Merkel can't trick you with the mammal.
My friend, do I even know what a mammal is? Next question.
Ashley.
How many colors are in a rainbow? 8, 7, 6, or 9?
8.
Oliver! What colors are in a rainbow? 8, 7, 6, or 9?
8.
Both of you are wrong.
Huh?
The answer is 7.
Bonus points
for 3 points. Oliver, name all of the 7 colors of the rainbow. And you have 10 seconds to do so. All the colors in the rainbow. Go.
Red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, violet. I don't know. That's what I was taught.
Ashley, name the 7 colors in the rainbow. Go. You have 10 seconds.
Red, orange, yellow, green, purple, blue. That's it.
Oliver, you got the point.
Yes.
Indigo. Where's indigo? Purple's not in the rainbow. It's specifically indigo, violet. And did you say pink? If you did, pink's not in the thing. I didn't hear what you said.
I didn't say pink.
I
didn't say pink.
Just checking. So the answer, I think, is red... Orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, I think. I don't know the order, but I know it's them. You didn't have to say an order, by the way.
Must be.
Oh, eight. I don't know. My brain's empty. But I know it's seven. So, boom. Okay. Next question. Ashley, what do you have to stick on an envelope? A stamp, a post-it note, a sticker, or a dot?
A stamp.
Oliver, what do you have to stick on an envelope? A post-it note, a stamp, a sticker, or a dot?
Stamp.
Both of you are raw correct. I'm joking. Mm. I'm going to go this to Ashley first, because I know Oliver will probably get this right. Ashley, who was the first American president? Barack Obama. George Roosevelt? George Washington. Or, no, Theodore Roosevelt, that's his name. George Washington. Or John Kyle Kenny. That's the president name. Definitely.
I think it's Barack Obama.
You think who? Barack Obama.
I think it's Barack.
Okay. Nice. Cool answer. Oliver, who do you think is the first American president? Theodore Roosevelt, George Washington, John Kyle Kenny, or Barack Obama?
George Washington.
Correct.
Yeah.
How do you think it's Barack Obama? He was like 2014 or something.
What? George Washington, like the current.
Yeah, 2008.
Oh, 2008.
You just served 2 years in office, that's why.
Right.
Whatever.
Two terms.
I don't need to know how this.
Wait. Oh, so like two times.
Yeah, two terms. One term is 4 years. Times that by two.
8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
2, 9, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I'm counting on my fingers. Leave me alone. next question. Ashley. No, Oliver. Which country is home to the kangaroo? New Zealand, Australia, Austria, or Chile?
Australia.
Ashley, what country? Wait, what? Yeah, country is home to the kangaroo? Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, or Chile? Chile. Is it pronounced Chile?
Yeah, Chile.
No.
Yeah.
Is that not, hard to pronounce?
Chile. Yes. Chile, yeah.
Oh,
no, it's not.
Because I used to pronounce it like Shal, She, Shal. I never knew. It was either Shal, Shal. I never knew how to pronounce it. Shal, anyway.
I always said Chile. Yeah.
Chile.
Yeah, I used to say that as well. Okay,
Oh, yeah, I used to say Chile too. Chile.
Wait, it's Chile.
Exactly.
It's Chile.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Wait, what do you call a person from Chile? Chile.
Chilean.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Oliver, a scientist who studies rocks is called what? A geologist, an archaeologist, a rockeologist, or a lithologist?
Oh no!
And this is worth 3 points.
Why is it worth 5?
Only 1 point is worth. Only one question.
I'm gonna say geologist.
You took more than 5 seconds.
We did that.
Yeah.
Oh no.
7 seconds. So you do not get the point at all for that. In fact, you get 1 point taken away, because if you don't give an answer within that time, you get a point taken. Oh, it's sad terms, sad life. Ashley. A scientist who studies rocks is called what? An archaeologist, a geologist, a rockeologist, or a lithologist?
Wait, can you say it again?
A scientist who studies rocks is called a what? A geologist, an archaeologist, a rockeologist, or a lithologist?
A geologist.
You are correct.
Mm.
So you get 3 points. Oliver, so basically, right, you take so much time. You took like 7 seconds on that question. Don't worry. You took like, no, seven or six. You just took over 5 seconds.
You can't do it in milliseconds, I swear. you think if I land on 5.00001 milliseconds,
I'm going to time off. Just over time there.
Just answer quicker next time.
Ooh, shade. That's, beef. Ooh,
and I just know I'm losing.
Rivalry. You think you're losing? Okay, I want to count up these scores soon. We're nearly done anyways. We're going to be done in maybe about 9-8 minutes. I'll at least make over an hour because I'm right now. Okay. Next question. Oliver, I'll head to you first. This is an easy one. Who was the first man to step on the moon? Jack Ivers, Neil Armstrong, Kyle Leishman, Arnold Heath. Yeah, those are your options.
I'm gonna say Neil Armstrong.
Okay. Ashley, who was the first man to step on the moon? Neil Armstrong, Kyle Leishman, Arnold Heath, or Jack Iver?
Neil Armstrong.
Both of you are correct. Oliver, did you see what I did in that question?
Kinda.
What are the options I gave? Did you see what I did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
That was definitely a fake name. Okay. Since Ashley's clueless with sports, I'll ask her first. In sports, what is an MVP? Most valuable player, most varied player, most varied player, or most variant player?
I don't even know, but most valuable, valuable player.
Okay. Oliver, what is, in sports, what is an MVP? Most varied player, most valuable player, most varied player, or most variant player?
I'm going to say most valuable, even though I think it's a term used in the American sport with the helmet. I forgot the name.
I think basketball? Basketball. Are correct. That is a point to both of you. Also, by the way, at the end of this, after the questions, I'll tell you all your scores. I'll, like, because I'm writing all of these, 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, up, and I'll tell you guys the score at the end. So stick around for that. Okay. Oliver, if you suffer from arachnophobia, which animal are you scared of? Elephants, spiders, flies, or bees? This question is worth 2 points.
Arachnophobia.
5, 4.
Flies.
3. Who? What?
Did you say mosquitoes?
No. 2.
Flies.
1. Okay. Ashley, if you suffer from arachnophobia, which animal are you scared of? Flies, bees, spiders, or elephants? Both of you are incorrect. The answer is
I just put it in my head. Spider.
I knew it was a spider. Oh.
Arachnophobia.
Oh,
I have arachnophobia.
That Pokemon from like 6 million years ago just got into my head when you just said that.
I knew it was a spider.
Spider, my
should have gone with my instinct.
Yeah, I should have gone with spiders. Didn't realize.
Oliver, this question is to you first, and it is worth 2 points. How many bones do sharks have? 60,000, 58, 276, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Oliver. I mean, no, not Oliver, Ashley. How many bones do sharks have? 276, 60,000, 50, no, 520, or none of the above?
276.
Ashley, you're incorrect. Oliver, you are correct. Wait, no, that's worth 2 points. Is it? Yeah. Did I say it was worth 2 points?
I think.
Okay, I think it's worth 2 points. I didn't. Oliver, well done. You got 2 points. This game's not tying quick. I feel like the scores are going to be very tied up. Very, very close. Because Oliver is making a slight comeback. I'm seeing here. He's getting a slight comeback. Okay. We're going to do about 4 or 5 more questions. And then we will be done for today's segments. Okay. Oliver, how many weeks are in a year? 29, 52, 108, or none of the above? Five.
None of the above.
Oliver, I mean, Ashley, how many weeks are in a year? 27, 52, or 52, or hello, Ashley. Some technical issues, guys. We're back and rolling. Okay. So, the last question I asked was how many days were in a week, right? I know not days were in a week. How many weeks were in a year? Did I say the answer to that?
I don't even know. I don't remember.
Okay, so we'll redo that question. I didn't say the answer to that. To thingy. I'll ask both of you again. Oliver.
Yeah?
How many weeks are in a year? 38, 52, 108, or 201?
Wait, read them out again. I can't hear you.
Okay. How many weeks are in a year? 38, 52, 67, or none of the above?
I'm going to say none of the above.
Okay. Ashley, how many weeks are in a year? 68, 52, 67, or none of the above?
52.
Ashley, you are correct.
I knew it.
Okay, wait. Let me just... So we're on to our final 2 questions. And I need to make them very, very hard. So let me just find a really hard question. I'm going to make this hard, okay?
Why?
This one's hard. Oliver, I'm going to make another one that's worth 5 points. And Oliver, this is worth 5 points. So if you guys get this right, you guys could be in the set lead to win. Oliver, what is the part of the human eye that controls the amount of light that passes through the pupil?
Oh,
and I'll give you 10 seconds for this one. 10.
I thought there were choices.
9. No. 8.
Cornea.
7.
Cornea.
Okay. Oliver, I mean, not Oliver. Ashley. Yeah. What is the part of the human eye that controls the amount of light that passes through the pupil? 10. 9. 8.
The 7. Iris.
Correct. Well done.
Me.
The iris. Yeah, the iris.
Oh.
Well done.
I'm actually so
smart.
That
is smart. 5 points on Ashley's name. Well done, Ashley.
So I'm definitely winning this.
Win, okay, you're set to win. Did you cheat with that one?
No, I actually didn't. The only part of the eye I know is the iris. I just said that. I promise.
Oliver, since you can get the question up first, I'm gonna ask you this question, and this isn't really a hardest question, but it's a question. Oliver, actually no, yeah, no, I'm gonna ask this question. Oliver, olive oil.
Yeah.
What was the 16th president of the United States? Wait, no. I'm not going to do that one. It's going to be a bit easy. I need to make it hard. Okay. Oliver, what is the hardest natural substance? Obsidian, diamond, metal. No, not metal. Iron. Or emeralds, and I don't mean Minecraft.
It's diamonds.
Okay. And I'll make this one 3 points since it's the last question, even though it's not the highest. Ashley, what is the hardest natural substance? An emerald, a diamond, gold, or obsidian?
Emerald.
You are incorrect. It is diamond. Oliver, you are correct. So that is the last question. How did you guys feel?
Bad.
Good. Actually, I think I won.
I think I lost.
I think I won.
So who do you guys think were winning at the start?
Me.
I think Oliver. Yeah, I think Oliver was winning at the start.
In the middle?
Yeah, I think Oliver.
And now at the end?
Me.
Okay, yeah. So the winner is gonna get a Freddo from me. So a Freddo, small little chocolate bar, and they're gonna get it from me. I'm gonna count up the points now.
Please.
So Ashley,
I feel like it's not gonna be me.
Wait, no, let me recount that. I'm very terrible at counting. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
In it, exactly what I was gonna say.
16, 17, 18, 20. Of course. Okay. Wait, I'm terrible at counting. Don't worry, no calculator.
Okay, now I feel like Oliver won. Oh.
Okay, it's taking me still ages. I'm trying to not lose my count. Don't worry, I won't use a calculator.
Why won't you use a calculator?
It'll be easier and quicker.
Exactly. Better.
Okay, I've got Ashley's score. Ashley, I counted up your score. Oliver's, so I'll count yours now.
Please.
I've got half of that. Well, not that half. And I've got these scores. And I know who won, and I know who has lost.
Of course you do.
Okay. Very, very nice. Very good, very nice. Place your last bets. Who do you think won, Oliver?
Nothing.
Sure. Ashley, who do you think has won? Place your last bets.
I think Oliver won.
Okay, Ashley. Wait, Oliver, who do you say you thought won again?
I'm not saying.
He said he's not saying.
No, you have to say this is the last part. Last part.
Ashley.
Okay, so you both think each other won. Okay.
Yeah. I know.
So, whoever wins is getting a Freddo. Tomorrow at break. The winner of Mirror Star Podcast's Season 3, Episode 9's trivia game is Ashley.
I knew it. Oh, of course, I'm too smart.
Ashley winning.
How many points?
Ashley winning with 46 points. And Oliver winning with 44.
Nah, come on!
Oh.
It was intense. It was intense.
I think it was like the last 5 points.
It was like the last few questions that I feel like kind of.
Yeah. Really... Yeah.
Okay. Well done, Ashley. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, I think of the positives. Oliver. I'm thinking of the positives. It's just a friend, though.
True.
My friend.
I can one if I want to play.
Well done, Ashley. Well done.
I don't care. That still means like I'm the smartest.
Well, at least. Oliver, your prediction was right. So, you get a nice one on that. Ashley, how do you feel?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. So,
Oliver, how do you feel?
Okay. I feel like, I don't know what to say. Can't lie.
It's okay.
So, Oliver, okay, how many points did you think you would get?
What?
How many points did you think you would get? Like, around?
One.
One point. That's like one question for one mark, right?
Hold on.
So, 46 and 44, that's a lot of points. Altogether.
Points.
Both of you together, as a collective team, in your points together, you got 90 points altogether. As both of you.
That's a lot.
Correct. So well done.
That's a lot. Mm.
Well done, both
I
of you.
I still got more points.
Ashley.
Yeah.
You're such extra a blob.
I feel grateful for Ashley.
Do you know how good it is to prove Oliver like wrong? He's so smart. He's literally so yeah. I won.
That's nice.
I mean, they were all random questions, to be fair.
True.
Shush.
But don't worry, you survive. Okay. That was my first ever trivia game I've ever done. I actually might do more. I actually kind of enjoyed this. It's actually kind of fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, I might do more trivias with people. I like this one. It was nice.
I got an idea with who to do it.
Oh, you can message me your idea now if you want, or after this if you can. Because I don't know, I need more ideas too with this, because this seems pretty good. Oliver, how did you feel with doing this today's podcast episode?
I feel good. I feel good. It feels great to be back.
Nice. Pretty good. Pretty good. That would be a good one. Over. Ashley, how do you feel about today's podcast episode? Did you enjoy it, etc.?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. My second time back on another podcast. So yeah, I enjoyed this trivia thing, and I think you should do more.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He definitely would win. tell Oliver I saw that. smart guy. So yeah, if you guys want to check out Ashley and Oliver's, or Teletubbies, as you do know him on, you know, this previous episode. If you want to check out Ashley's Marissa podcast episode, it is season 1, episode 5, titled Acting, Drama, and Love Your Mama, as we talk about acting and drama, if you want to take that route. If you want to check out Oliver's podcast episode with Oliver in it, on the episode it says Teletubby, because that's his nice name. He also got another name as Teletubby, undercover name. You can check him out on season 1, episode 3, Football, History, Music, and Minecraft. As we talk about football players, football world, different music genres, Minecraft game, and history in around the world and the subject of history. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, don't forget to follow the podcast. It is on many different sites, websites, and I'm continuously putting it on more for you. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye. Ha, you guys thought it was the end. It's never the end of Marissa Podcasts without ending with a quote. At the end of my podcast episodes, I usually have a quote at the end of every single podcast episode. And all quotes are made by me. So the quote for season 3, episode 9 of Marissa Podcasts is, Trivia, do any of you have a friend called Olivia? Because, you know, I need something that rhymes with trivia, because, you know, I'm a rhymer like that. So, you know. Okay. Don't forget to check out my podcast. It's on many guys sites, guys. It's on my YouTube channel, Marissa YT. If you need the spelling, it's MIRASTAR space YT. That's on YouTube. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Amazon, Audible, Radio Public, Stitcher. Stuff like that. So many different websites, podcasts. I'm trying to put it on more, but you know, stuff like that. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, and I'll actually see you next one. Bye.